in this bulletin. The Prime Minister again defends the decision not to call a National Royal Commission into the Bondi attack. Newly released cabinet papers from 2005 reveal the government's decision-making on national security. And in cricket, Australia's T20 World Cup squad announced. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says an independent review into intelligence and law enforcement agencies, rather than a royal commission, is the best way to urgently implement any reform that may be needed after the Bondi attack. Calls continue to grow for a national royal commission, including from Jewish groups, the federal opposition, 18 former judges, and now Australia's Human Rights Commissioner. In a statement posted on LinkedIn on New Year's Eve, Lorraine Finlay says she believes the existing reviews are insufficient to address the underlying causes of the violence, including anti-Semitism. Mr. Albanese says work has already started on the independent review, and steps will be taken to fast-track recommendations on anti-Semitism from a report by envoy Gillian Siegel.
Dennis Richardson, a former head of the Department of Defence, Department of Foreign Affairs, former ambassador to the United States of America, a former head of our intelligence agencies. He's already started work. He has a team up and running who will examine all of these issues. And the fourth, of course, is Gillian Siegel's report, the envoy on anti-Semitism. We have done a range of measures already as a result of that work.
Newly released cabinet documents from 2005 have revealed efforts by the Howard government to respond to a potential homegrown terrorist threat, following a number of terror attacks around the world. In the cabinet papers, the Multicultural Affairs Minister at the time, John Cobb, said the London bombings that year highlighted the potential for radicalisation of young people. He also outlined the risks that can arise during times of heightened political and social tension, saying recent terrorist attacks and other violence have caused a community reaction against specific religious and ethnic groups. Mr. Cobb's submission was dated one day after the Cronulla riots. Simon Froude, the Director General of the National Archives of Australia, says the annual release of documents reveal important insights about the inner workings of government.
The cabinet documents are really, I think, central to democratic processes of Australia. You know, they're at the very heart of government. The actions and the decisions that come out of those records has a direct impact on members of the population, not only at the time but also into the future as well.
From today, the cost of medicines on Australia's pharmaceutical benefits scheme will be capped at $25 per script. Legislation was passed in September to give effect to the change in the lead-up to the 2025 federal election. The policy was also supported by the Coalition. The federal government says the measure is projected to save Australians more than $200 million collectively each year. Residents in Bulgaria's capital have celebrated the country's adoption of the euro. The Balkan country of 6.4 million people will make the switch from its currency, the lev, to the euro, to become the Eurozone's 21st member. Supporters of the switch to the euro are praising the move as one of the country's greatest achievements since transitioning from a Soviet-style economy to a free market in 1989. Sofia resident Nevelin Petrov says he sees it as a good move.
I am unequivocally happy about the change. Bulgaria is part of the European continent and a full member of the European Union. Its rightful place is alongside the other developed and democratic European nations. I am convinced that the adoption of the euro will contribute to the long-term prosperity of our country.
Local economists have said joining the euro will not bring dramatic changes to Bulgaria's economy in the short run. And to sport. In cricket, Australia has announced the composition of its 15-man preliminary squad for the Men's T20 World Cup, which is being hosted in Sri Lanka and India next month. Mitch Marsh will captain the squad, which features Matt Cooneman, Cooper Connolly and Adam Zampa. Pat Cummins Josh Hazlewood and Tim David have also been named, despite injury concerns. The Australians will play against Ireland in their first T20 World Cup match, to be held in Colombo on February 11th. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.